Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christy's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
Hi, Cherie. So we got your nomination for Christmas Wish for Rachel. Tell us how you know Rachel.
Rachel and I met back in 2004, I think.
Yeah.
We used to work together at Cox. She was good friends with my roommate at the time, and we just kind of been friends ever since.
Oh, that's clicked. Cool. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Rachel on the line, and then we will have you read your nomination, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rachel?
Yeah, this is she.
Rachel, it's Jagger and Christy calling from Magic 92.5. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We do a little thing every year called Christmas Wish. We have received a nomination for you from your friend, Cherie. Say hi, Cherie.
Hi, Bia.
Hi, Cherie.
So would it be okay if she goes ahead and reads her nomination for you for Christmas Wish?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Cherie.
Okay, I would like to nominate my best friend, Rachel. She's a mother of three, and this will be the hardest Christmas her family has ever been through. Since her son, Robert, who's 19 years old, is on life support. Rachel's always been there to help everyone. She has a good heart, cares always for her family. Not only her family, but everybody. On the 19th of November, her oldest son, Robert, had surgery, and 2 days later, he developed a blood clot that unexpectedly blocked his flow of blood to his heart. The ER would not allow Rachel to go inside with him, and she thought he was safe until she got the call that his heart had stopped. He is in medical-induced coma and on a machine that keeps his heart beating. Robert is a gentle giant whose life was just starting to begin, and he had just recently graduated from High School of San Diego of Creative and Performing Arts. It's been 2 weeks since Robert has been on life support and has had many surgeries. He has no other option now but to have a heart transplant, as he can't survive without a new heart. And Rachel, his mom, sits by his side every day from about 7:30 in the morning till about 8:30, or whenever the hospital asks her to leave. She's alone and isolating herself, so she can't take the risk of getting sick and then getting him sick. Mm-hmm. She hasn't been able to work, as she's decided the good, the bad, or the ugly. She wants to be there when her son wakes up or if he takes his last breath. Her daughters are 9 and 3 and think their mom has been working out of town. They saw her for the first time in 2 weeks, as she also missed Thanksgiving. The way things are looking, she probably won't be there for Christmas either. So I can't think of another family that would be more deserving at this moment. So,
Rachel, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine having a child and you're having to go through that.
What is his status at this moment?
About 2 days ago, they were able to take out the breathing machine. So he's able to talk now.
That's fantastic.
I thought he was brain dead. One of the doctors kind of told me, like, there's really not a point. His prognosis is very slim, and it's not likely that he's going to pull through this. The very next day, he woke up. He loves to sing, and so he sings his Frank Sinatra songs. But he's still, you know, he still needs a transplant. Still not out of the woods, unfortunately.
First of all, we're just so sorry to hear that this happened to such a young kid with his life in front of him. And we are praying for a Christmas miracle for you and Robert, Rachel.
Thank you.
Let's do this. Let's grant your Christmas wish, and let's see if we can make at least, you know, Christmas a little happy spot here for everybody. We start every Christmas wish off with a Christmas tree. Mike, our friend who works at the Pinery Christmas Trees, they've got lot locations in Del Mar and Bonita and Mission Valley and in Rancho Bernardo, and they want you guys to go get a beautiful tree so that your kids at home, and I believe it's your husband also at home too, can enjoy all that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We're also going to give you a $75 gift card to Armstrong Garden Centers, and you can get some decorations for the tree. And we had our amazing sponsor, Sari, from Better Off. She is something. She's a little extra. And so what she did this year was she made these huge stockings, and it's stuffed full of all kinds of goodies, including her skincare line. She is also including $200 cash from Better Off Med Spa for any incidentals goals that you may have during the holidays, all right?
Oh, how sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, we always talk about you got to have a Christmas dinner. So for years, our friends at Barron's Market have been providing that. So what they want to do is they want to give you a $100 gift card to go into Barron's and pick out whatever you need for the family for a Christmas dinner. Okay, Rachel?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So
you're welcome. How do the kids like SeaWorld?
That's where my son was working, so they love SeaWorld.
Really? Well, listen, we got...
Oh, okay.
We have 4 tickets for you to go to SeaWorld, so you guys go hang out at SeaWorld.
Oh, thank you.
And we also have a $100 gift card to Sammy's Wood Fired Pizza for a pizza party at the one at 7 Mile Casino in Chula Vista. So, you know, the kids can get out a little bit and have some fun and do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
tell me about your daughters. You have 2 daughters?
Yeah, Vivian and Nayeli. They're 9 and 3. Yeah. Vivian's in the 4th grade. She's a character, and Naya's the boss. She bosses everybody around.
A little 3-year-old boss. I love that.
We want to make sure that they have a ton of presents. So our friends at San Diego Family Magazine have so many toys we're going to wrap up and put under that tree. So they'll have something on Christmas morning. Okay, Rachel?
Okay. I haven't got so many
things. Not like, you know, you're going to have a lot of time to do all the extras for the holidays. So, and your husband as well, working, taking care of the kids. So we're going to help out here. Now let's talk about you, because you're pretty much spending your time with Robert at the hospital.
Yeah, I'm here like 14 hours a day. I don't leave.
We're going to give you a $200 Grubhub gift card so that you can order, and we checked. They will deliver right to the hospital. All you have to do is go down and pick it up, okay?
Oh, that's so awesome. That's what I do when I don't. I use Grubhub. That's so awesome.
You're
Thank
very
you.
Well. Listen, now you got the food, and we understand it. I mean, with gas prices today, and you're driving back and forth, doing a lot of driving, we wanted to give you a $200 Visa gift card for a little gas, so you got some gas money, okay?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So tell me about what's going on at home in your own kitchen. We heard that your refrigerator is not too great.
Oh, yeah. A couple of days after he ended up in here, the fridge broke and all the food went bad. So we borrowed a mini fridge.
Oh.
And it has enough room for milk and apple juice for the baby and some little leftovers.
We don't like that at all. So we have $1,000 for a brand new refrigerator. And you got to have something to keep your food cold and get through the holidays with. So we want to make sure that you guys got a brand new refrigerator, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, we also find out at Christmas Wish if we can take care of some of the bills that you have. It frees you up. So here's what we got. For bills we have, we want to take care of your SDG&E. I believe that's $100. That's taken care of, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Your cell phone bill, $250. That is taken care of.
Oh, thank you.
Your car payment of $400. We're going to take care of that for the month.
Oh my God, you guys are so sweet.
And Rachel, how much is your rent?
It's like $2,000. I mean, it's San Diego, you know?
Yeah. Well, guess what? We're taking care of your rent at $2,000. That all adds up to a total of $2,750 that you just don't have to pay.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys. I haven't been working in over a month.
I know you
have. I know. That's probably putting a little bit of a strain on your husband and taking care of the girls.
Yeah, thankfully. Yeah, I mean, thankfully we're pulling together, but it's definitely, I appreciate all the help because that definitely stays in the back of your mind, you know?
Yeah, it does. Well, listen, we're hoping for an incredible outcome and things get back to normal soon. And we just wanted to make sure, along with your friend Cherie, that you had a great Christmas. Cherie, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just oh my God, I can't believe you guys are doing all this.
Hey, it's our pleasure. We have tons of folks. We have tons of donations. So we're happy to do this for you guys.
And we just want to make sure that a little bit is lifted off your plate right now so that you can focus on your son and getting him well. That's my prayer for you. And
I appreciate that. Yeah, they just told me today that this time next week he'll be listed on the transplant list, and it could be 15 minutes or 2 months, but whatever it takes, they said he's going to get a new heart.
That is such great news. Rachel, there's only one thing more I need to make this wish come true, and that's I need a Merry Christmas on the count of 3. Are you guys ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Merry Christmas!
Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.